Right now, it is a pleasure to welcome to the program, at least to this program for the very first time, the new television play-by-play voice for the Angels. Did an outstanding job doing play-by-play for Texas, moved on to the MLB Network, but he's coming back home to SoCal and back with the Angels. Victor Rojas joins us now live. Victor, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right, Jeff. How are you? And the latest I have is bottom of the ninth, 7-5 Colorado, but two men on with one out.
Okay. No, thank you.
You got it.
Who? We have the sound down because we're recording it. We have the TV up. Who hit that double?
I actually flipped it off for a second when I got the phone call from you guys. I didn't see who it was.
Okay.
My bad.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Hey, well, hey, it's great to have you on, Victor. Congratulations, by the way, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Angels, and of course, here coming on with us on AM 830.
Well, man, I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to getting back out to Southern California. I spent a lot of time out there, and getting a chance to work for such a fantastic organization, one that I obviously had high regard for as a member of the Rangers for 5 years. But obviously getting to even get a better feel for it working for MLB Network is pretty much a dream come true.
Well, that's good to hear. And I have to say, man, I'm a huge, huge, and I'm not just saying, a huge fan of the MLB Network. I always say I can't believe it didn't start sooner. But you did an outstanding job in studio there. I'll be honest, Victor, I have not heard your play-by-play, and that's on me. But was that what it was, that opportunity to get back in the booth?
There was a number of factors. I mean, I wasn't looking to leave MLB Network. I had this year and another year on my contract, and we'd already started talking to them about extending the contract because I was, very happy in making the move from Texas to come up here. And obviously, it was a lot different business for me compared to what I had done in the past. But I was learning all of last year and trying to figure it all out, and I felt like I was in a very good place as far as comfort zone, doing the hosting and doing even Thursday night baseball games for the network. But then this came up, and the God's honest truth is that it's the premier franchise. I have personal ties to the franchise myself and my family. My daughter lives out in Southern California. There was just any number of reasons. And on top of that, great owner, great ownership, great front office, and it just made the decision extremely. It made it difficult, but at the very end, it made it very easy to go ahead and pull the trigger and make the move and commit myself to get back into the booth. But, I think at the end of the day, it's about getting back to being associated with a team for 162 games and the travel and the grind of it. And I think that's the beauty of getting a chance to broadcast games is you get to go to the ballpark every single day as opposed to sitting in a studio. And that's not a knock on the studio. It's just something I'd never done before. I did it. I experienced it. Would have been very happy being there for 10 or 15 years, but had this opportunity not come up. But it did, and this is where I'm at now.
Yeah, that very well said, Victor. And I could not agree with you more. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to do some different things, but there's nothing like being around a baseball team day in and day out. There's just, it's kind of hard to put it into words, but I think you know what I'm talking about. It's the best.
Well, without question. And having been in the game my entire life, it's what I've known is going to the ballpark, whether it's a kid is shagging batting practice or from high school to college and even into the Angel system. That's all I've known, and I've tried to kind of be a part of it as much as possible in my adult life. There were stints where I spent some time in the minor leagues working in the front office, and that was great. And when I got a chance to do some broadcasting and got the bug and in 01, 02, working in the minor leagues and going to the Diamondbacks, the Rangers, there were times, it's just like anything else, man. There's advantages and disadvantages to everything that you do in life. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And, this isn't one of those situations where the grass is greener on the other side, I'm going regardless. That wasn't it at all. And I think the MLB Network provided me the chance to, one, take the next step up, at least what I felt, was from an exposure standpoint, going from a radio guy doing some TV fill-in to a full-time TV guy, but having to learn how to do that hosting thing. I never once had been in front of a camera like that or even hosted a desk. I had 4 days to learn when we launched that network in January 1st of last year. And I think that's what made it interesting. It was a terrific learning curve for me, and the people that I learned from were extremely talented, are extremely talented, and that's the tough part, is that I made a lot of great friends there, friends that I thought were going to be part of my life for a long time, but, you know, Mr. Moreno was very enticing, and once I made my decision, my family made the decision, it was, you know, we've embraced this completely.
Oh, that's great, man. Good job. And good job learning that as quick as you did and making all that stuff happen. And, hey, you know, coming over here and working in the booth, hey, you get to work with Gooby, Mark Gubazaw, who is one of the best in the business and also just a great guy as well.
Yeah, I was telling Roger yesterday that I got a chance to grow up in Kansas City, and so obviously very familiar with Mark Gubazaw. And over the years, being in Texas, being in the same division, it gives me a little bit of an advantage because I'm very familiar with all the guys in the broadcast booth. And Gooby's been nothing but spectacular with me. Same goes with Terry and Hosey. But, you know, it's weird because, I think 2 weeks ago I was out in Compton, California, doing the Urban Invitational, and one of the guys we interviewed was Brett Saberhagen. So it's like all of a sudden I'm getting into the flow of former Royals pitchers here over the last couple of weeks. But I don't mind it because it's a team that I grew up watching and listening to the broadcast on, but I'm looking forward to working with Mark on a full-time basis.
Yeah, two pitchers in the booth, too. That's a good thing,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm classified as a pitcher because that's what I signed and that's what they made me into as a closer. I was a jack-of-all-trades, master of none, and that's how I ended up as a closer.
Well, with that said, Victor Rojas, what can you tell us about your time in the Angel system?
It was a blast. I mean, to be honest with you, that when I first signed, it was just unbelievable. Some of the people that I had the chance to kind of meet and hang around with, and you know, over the last 24 hours, some of those guys that I played with reached out, and whether it's directly with me or through the Angels, to reach out to me. And I think that's the best part about it. I think that just like anything else that you do, especially if you get a chance to play sports, it's a tight-knit fraternity. It really is. And, you know, getting a chance to go back to Southern California allows me to reconnect with a lot of friends and family that I haven't, you know, maybe lost touch with. And but going back to the Angels, I mean, I've had a very, very good manager and by the name of Bill Blatchman, obviously Marcel's brother, and Bill's still with the system. And Mike Couchet was a pitching coach that was fantastic. But, you know, taking the relationships from Jeter Hines to Joe Maddon and those guys, and getting a chance to play with Garrett Anderson as a 17-year-old kid out of high school out in Mesa, Arizona, and you could just tell at that time that the kid was destined to be in the big leagues very quickly, and he was. But those, you know, it's just a matter of going to the clubhouse, putting the uniform on, and experiencing baseball at the professional level as an individual, as opposed to just a fan or the son of a former major leaguer, and it was everything that I thought it was going to be. You know, I kind of jerked my career around a little bit, but hey, no regrets. Whatever, man. You move on. Life is good, and you just keep rolling with the punches.